Hello, my name is Percy. Am I speaking with Jackie?
Yeah, from the federal government.
What do you need?
I'm sorry?
What do you need?
Oh, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey. And I'd like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. So am I speaking with Jackie?
Yes.
All right. So just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm black.
Black? All right, thank you. So I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'm going to vote if I'm living, and I'm all right.
All right, so will that be a definitely?
Okay.
All right. What is your age?
67.
All right. Thank you. So could you please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote this year and a 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote?
10.
A 10? All right. Thinking about the direction your country is, your city is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I'm okay.
I'm sorry?
I'm okay.
Could you repeat that, please?
Huh?
Could you repeat that, please? I couldn't really hear you because of the background noises.
I'm satisfied.
Satisfied? All right, thank you.
Yeah, we got some new mayors. We got new people in place.
Okay, all right. So do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I didn't like Trump. I don't like Biden. So out of the two,
all right,
I'll take Biden.
All right. So would you say you somewhat approve of what he's doing in his job, or do you somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. All right, thank you. So I'm going to read you some issues that are facing the country and your communities that others say are important in deciding how they vote for president. And for each, if you could rate it on a scale of 0 to 10, based on how important of an issue you think it is for you. You can use a 10 if you think this is a really important issue, a 5 if it's a somewhat important issue, and a 0 if you don't think it's an important issue at all. And you can use any number between 0 to 10. So the first issue is fighting back against racism and rising white nationalism.
Fighting back against what?
Fighting back against racism and raising white nationalism.
Fighting back against racism.
Yes, fighting back against racism and rising white nationalism.
Yeah, what about it now? What was the question?
So how important of an issue this is for you in deciding how you vote for president? Is this like a 10?
It's very important. It's very important, man. Trump told him he wanna make America great again. You know what's making America great again? Huh? Do you know? Yeah, yeah. Colored drinking fountains. White drinking fountains. That was making America great to them. No. Yeah. Man, I'll fight racism. I'll fight racism to the day I die.
All right. Well, thank you. What about protecting Social Security and Medicare?
Yeah, we need to protect it. People don't work, and the government took their monies. So, yeah, we need to protect Social Security.
All right. So do you think this is a 10 as well? It's a really important issue?
Yes, very important.
All right. All right, thank you. What about stopping extremists from rolling back more of our rights and freedoms?
Doing what?
Stopping extremists from rolling back our rights and freedoms.
Yeah, we need to stop that. We need to stop that.
All right. So also a 10 as well?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. What about reducing crime?
Who?
What about reducing crime?
Yeah, we need to reduce that too.
So is it also a 10?
Yes.
Okay. And what about banning assault weapons and passing common sense gun reform?
Yeah, we don't need no assault. Yeah, we need to ban assault weapons, man.
All right. So
well,
is it also a 10?
You know what? We need to keep them out of, we need to keep them out of, we need to keep them out of the wrong people's hands, you know?
All right. So how would you rate them?
Yeah. I got a, I have an assault weapon, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So yeah. Would you give it like, you think it's 5 or somewhat important or a 10 or around there? How would you rate it?
Exclusively on Spectrum.
I'll rate it a 10.
A 10 as well? All right, thank you. So how worried are you about the threat of white supremacy and hate crimes to black people in America today? Are you very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
I ain't worried about this.
Very worried? All right. So I'm going to read you. Oh, you're not worried?
No.
Not so worried or not worried at all?
Not worried at all about it.
All right, thank you. So now that
if they want to start a bath, if they want to start a blood war, well, we can start. You know, we can start.
All right. So I'm going to read you with some others.
We'll just tear America up. That's all. That's all.
All right.
We'll make it like the rest of the countries. War torn.
All right. So, okay, thank you. So I'd like to read you what others have said that they believe are threats to the African-American community. So if you could please tell me which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now. And you can choose up to 2 options if you would like. So the list goes, a lack of quality education opportunities, stagnant wages and rising costs, cuts to social safety nets like Social Security and Medicare, extreme politicians rolling back rights and freedoms, continuing the policies of Joe Biden, rising crime and violence, Donald Trump getting elected as president again, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, or a lack of economic opportunity and jobs in your community?
Okay. How much more we got to go?
Well, we are about 31% with the survey, but the rest can go by pretty fast.
Well, I got to go. I'm on my way to a funeral.
Oh, all right. Well, thank you so much for your time, then. Have a good rest of your day.
Thank you.